We're talking all about plastic today. It's International Plastic Bag Free Day. In the studio, we're joined by Melanie Salmon, who's founder of Global Ocean. And we're also chatting now to Winston Price, who is the general manager of Ecopolymers. Very warm welcome to you once again, Winston. And some really amazing news. We've just been listening off air, and I know there is a couple of things that you'd like to, in fact, also correct that we've been talking about as far as this OXO biodegradable bags are concerned. Now, talk us through the process. As I understand it, Winston, you produce the substance that is put into the bags, which then, in fact, makes them biodegradable. It's called oxy-biodegradable. Currently, it's not created here in the UAE. Where do you import it from?
It's a British. We are agents in this region for Symphony Environmental,
right?
Which is a British company, and they have factories all over the world.
But you're planning possibly on creating a factory here.
We will set up a factory here in due course. Yes. Mm.
So how does it work? This material is. Do you actually give it to the existing plastic bag creators? Do they exist here in the UAE, or are all the bags once again imported?
No. Most of the bags that are used in the UAE are made here.
Yeah.
We sell this additive to these manufacturers, and they put it into the plastic at an addition rate of 1%. So they will use 99% of whatever they normally use, and they put in 1% of our additive.
Okay.
That enables the plastic product after use to degrade fully into carbon dioxide and water.
Right.
So this is a misconception that is commonly held, that it causes the plastic to degrade into pieces.
Yeah, that's
it
what we just
heard. It doesn't stop there. The degradation is total, and it is done in an environmentally friendly way. In order to properly claim that a product is oxo-biodegradable, it has to meet the international standards.
Right.
American standard, British standard, which calls for a number of things to be demonstrated. One is that it will degrade the material. Two is that it will biodegrade the material. And third, that degradation and biodegradation will be non-toxic to the environment.
Mm.
This is very important.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So our product has been certified for all of these against the American standard as well as the British standard.
Mm.
So there's absolutely no question about the environmental credibility of the product at all.
This is fantastic. This
and the degradation is completely total.
Right. But how long does that take?
The additive will enable the plastic to degrade in oxygen, in the presence of oxygen.
Mm.
And heat and light are catalysts.
Okay.
So the more heat, the more light, the faster it will go. The less heat, the less light, the slower it will go. But it will degrade so long as there's oxygen.
Okay.
We ask the customers through the factories that we sell to tell us what they want. Incidentally, there is a UAE law, a federal law, calling for the banning of non-degradable plastic bags.
Yes.
That law is in place and has been in place since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
They did give a grace period up to the 1st of January 2013, and about 9 months ago, that was pulled back to the 1st of January 2012.
Right.
So according to the federal law, all plastic bags that are being used in the UAE at the moment should be oxo-biodegradable now.
Mm-hmm.
So that just clarifies that point.
Yeah.
So I was saying that the additive will enable the plastic to degrade. The UAE law, which exists, calls for a service life of a minimum of 1 year.
Okay.
This is to enable you to manufacture, to stock, to use, reuse, mm-hmm. as the case may be, and then eventually dispose of it, and then it degrades. So it calls for a minimum of 1 year. So we design our product. Our additive can be designed, can be formulated to give you the service life that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the UAE law calls for 1 year minimum service life, but some customers, because of the application, might want 2 years or 3 years or whatever. We are able to give them that.
Oh, I see.
But the point is that at the end of the useful life of the product, it will start degrading and it will completely degrade.
So depending on how much additive you put into the mix, let's say, it would affect how long the bag will
last. We keep the addition rate of our additive constant as not to confuse the manufacturers. And we vary the formulation. So the addition rate for us is always 1%.
Right.
And then we vary the formulation to achieve different objectives.
Okay. Now, can you also add this additive, this product to the manufacture of plastic bottles?
Plastic bottles, the plastic bags and a lot of the other plastic products are made from polyethylene or polypropylene or polystyrene.
Mm.
The additives that we are selling now are designed for those products. Water bottles, most of them are manufactured from PET, which is a far more complicated chemical formula.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not aware that anybody has a viable additive for PET yet.
Right.
We believe that we will R&D, everybody's doing R&D, that's going on, including ourselves, and we believe that we will have a product for PET ready for market quite soon.
Okay.
As of now, we do not have an additive for PET.
Mm.
But PET, incidentally, a lot of PET is recycled. And whereas with the plastic bags, when you recycle, you can't use it in contact with food and so on. PET, they're able to recycle it and use it again for the water. So there's a lot of recycling that goes on
for
PET.
I think 36% of plastic water bottles are recycled.
At the moment. And that will increase for sure in the future.
Mm. I hope so.
Yes. But in the meantime, we are developing an additive for PET.
Yeah.
And that will be...
There must be an issue for food and beverages. I mean, the leaking. If we're talking about BPA already leaking into water and dioxide leaking into water, I mean, these additives might, we don't know. Maybe that's why it's still not ready for the market. Maybe there's an issue also for health.
Well, when we talk about plastics, we talk about a range of products. And we talk about, it's a range of materials, different materials. There's polyethylene, polypropylene, polystyrene, there's PET, there's PVC, there's all kinds of other things. This BPA that you mentioned is not in the products that we're talking about, the plastic bags. It's not in it at all.
No, I was talking about plastic bottles.
Plastic bottles.
Yes,
it is probably in, I cannot speak authoritatively on those, it's probably in some of those,
mm-hmm.
right? But the point is, and it's referring to something that was mentioned earlier on, and a common sort of mantra that a lot of people repeat. Plastic is not fantastic and so on, right? I am saying here, without fear of contradiction, that plastic is fantastic.
Mm.
Today, in the year 2012, we cannot do without plastic.
Mm.
Now, studies have been done. The UK Environment Agency, well, I should say that the plastic bag gets a disproportionate amount of the wrap. Okay?
Yeah.
It is plastic that is causing the problem. And you had a text while I was driving
and
I was listening.
Who said it?
Someone was saying that part and parcel of all these things that we're doing must be the education and enforcement to get people to responsibly dispose of plastic. That's a big part of the whole effort. Okay? But plastic, we cannot do without it in the world that we live in today. When next you go into the supermarket, just stop for a minute and look at the shelves. Everything is packaged in plastic, virtually.
I agree.
And there's an economic component to that.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of components to that.
I think, yes, it's in our lives and it'd be very difficult for it not to be. However, it could be reduced.
Very much so. It should be reduced and it should be controlled and we should try to improve it environmentally where we can. But in terms of saying banning it, and it is not fantastic, it is not correct. The UK Environment Agency recently released a study on that simple plastic bag. They compared it to the alternatives that are on offer, paper, jute, and all the others. And you would be surprised to know that the conclusion was that that shopping bag that everybody is upset with came out ahead of all the others, including paper.
In terms of what, though?
In terms of environmental footprint.
But you're talking about your plastic bag with your additive. We're talking about...
I'm talking about without the additive. I will send you a copy of the study.
Well, I'd like to see a copy of the study, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm wondering who did the study.
Well, we don't say anything that we can't support.
Right.
So I will email you a copy of that study today.
Okay.
Right?
Please.
Now, a subsequent revision was done to that study because... Mm. We felt that adequate consideration had not been given to the oxo-biodegradable variety.
Mm.
because all that they had considered was a non-degradable variety. And they then put that into the equation, and the conclusion, as we expected, was that that plastic bag with the additive in it is significantly more environmentally friendly than the alternatives. Paper, for example, you have to look at total environmental impact, not just what happens to it in the end.
Yeah.
Right? And you look at cutting down the trees, you look at processing
of
those
course,
trees
yeah,
into pulp and paper, which takes a lot of electricity and water and chemicals, which of course is going in the opposite direction from where we want to go environmentally, and so on. And you trace the whole thing up. You've got to look at the entire the life cycle of the product.
Mm.
And when you compare that to the plastic bag, environmentally, the plastic bag is ahead.
And did they look? Did they take into account bioethanol A contamination in babies being born in the U.S.?
Yes, but what I'm saying is that there are different types of plastic.
Yeah,
and we have to be careful what we're talking about, because some of the products that are causing these problems are not in the plastic bag.
But they're in other kinds of
plastic. They're in other kinds
of plastic,
like PVC and some of the others.
Yeah.
Right? So we have to be careful about what we're saying.
Yeah. No, I agree. Absolutely. And it's good to have as much information as you can at your fingertips. Interesting survey. We'd love to get to grips with that and have a read through it. But we must take a quick break. We've also got the news headlines coming up. Do stay with us, though, because when we come back, we're going to be having a chat with Colette Shannon, who's the marketing manager at Spinneys, to find out what they're doing to train their staff. What are some of their eco policies? What are they doing to reduce the consumption of plastic?